There's a reading from the Scriptures which I would like to share with you this morning, written for us in Matthew's Gospel in the first chapter. Another little story about how Jesus comes into the world. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus. I guess you probably noticed things are happening all around us. There's Christmas trees going up these days, lights up and down the streets and around houses. I've seen Santa Claus in the mall. The Christmas parade and the boat parade both happened yesterday here in Cocoa Beach. And so we know Christmas is just around the corner. And today our choir presents its annual cantata to tell the story and to raise our hopes. Every year there's good reason to do this. This year is no exception. We welcome the Prince of Peace. But everywhere there is violence, or the threat of violence, many of the world's citizens today live in fear day in and day out. And no one of us is insulated from the possibility of violence. Yes, peace is elusive, and not just in the international community, but at times even within neighborhoods and within families as well. But the Christmas message is that there has come upon the earth a visitation from the Son of God, come to teach us the way through the jungle of the destructive use of human passions and twisted purposes. We have been offered a way to soften the rages, to heal the divisions, to break down the ancient animosities. It is a way to bring into being a new life among us, a way of being human together, which people who lived in the years before Christ appeared could not see. At first, his appearance seemed like a dream. In the Gospel according to Matthew, a man named Joseph, who was to be the father of Jesus, had a dream. In Joseph's dream, an angel from God spoke to him and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Matthew explains that this is taking place to fulfill a prophecy made by Isaiah the prophet hundreds of years before that time, a prophecy that one day God would come to the people of that country in the form of a son, And his name would then be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So the appearance of the Christ, the visitation of God among us, began as a dream during the sleep of a young Jewish man. But even then, it was already a work in progress. It was already more than something such as a dream which dies at the opening day. For God was already preparing the event which the angel was announcing to Joseph, along with some suggestions for welcoming it. Well, years later, after Jesus had lived and Matthew had told the story in the gospel which bears his name, years after that, even a generation or so after that, another gospel was written, known as the Gospel according to John. Now, by this time, Jesus' public ministry among the Jews, which Matthew had proclaimed, had all been lived through, and the story of the one who was sent to save his people had been spread well into the Roman and into the Greek worlds. So when John writes his gospel, he tells of Jesus' appearance and says that at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, John the Baptist declared of Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Now that is something just a little different, because it's not the sin of one people only now that will be taken away, as in Joseph's dream, but now that of all the world. The visitation of God was announced in a dream. It had now become an event which was being presented within and across the whole inhabited earth. Ever since those beginning days, Christmas is the celebration of God's great gift of himself, not just to a select few, but to all, to take away the sin of the world. Christmas announces the arrival of an opportunity that the people before that time didn't have. It's an opportunity for a new choice. It's now a choice that is given and set among all of us. From here to the far east, from the poorest to the richest of us, from the weakest to the strongest. In fact, from the self-acknowledged sinner to the self-righteous ones who know no sin, unless it's that of other people. Christmas says there is now a saving power available to all. But where will those who seek it find it? Some have said that enemies and authorities will find it as they kneel at the cradle of a newfound humility, where the one is not to be regarded as superior to the other, but rather where they honor a more equitable way for both of them. Or perhaps, as others have said, they will find this new possibility when they kneel at the cradle of a newly recognized repentance, where both the friends and the enemies may gather, where both the righteous and the unrighteous will confess their need to be forgiven. And then they can look up with new hope toward a new future together. But whether we see it such a way or some other way, we know what it really is. It is not a secret anymore. The place where the saving power is to be found is that manger place, that cradle, which holds some new work of love, where some new beginning of care for life itself is being born. It is being honored there. Yes, it is being worshiped there. There, God is with us now. Emmanuel, becoming once again incarnate in our world through those who want to celebrate Christ in life as the one whose name will be called Jesus, who saves his people from their sins, who takes away the sin of the world. So, let there be gatherings at the cradles where love is coming into the world. Let the songs be sung, and we pray, let Christmas come. Amen.